Let's still turn to the book of Ruth.
我们看从第一章最后一节22节读到第二章第七节。
We'll read from the last verse of chapter 1, verse 22, all the way to chapter 2, verse 7.
路德记第一章22节。
Verse 22, so Naomi returned from Moab accompanied by Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning.
第二章第一节，拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中 有一个人名叫波阿斯, 是个大财主。
Chapter 2, verse 1. Now Naomi had a relative on her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, a man of standing whose name was Boaz.
摩押女子路德对拿俄米说, 容我往田间去, 我蒙谁的恩就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。 拿俄米说, 女儿啊, 你只管去。
And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain from behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor. Naomi said to her, go ahead, my daughter.
路德就去了，来到田间，在收割的人身后拾取麦穗。他恰巧到了以利米的本族的人波阿斯那块田里。
So she went out and began to glean in the fields behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech.
Boaz正从伯利恒来,对收割的人说,用耶和华与你们同在。他们回答说,用耶和华赐福于你。Just
then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters, the Lord be with you. The Lord bless you, they call back.
波阿斯问监管收割的仆人说,那是谁家的女子?
Boaz asked the foreman of his harvesters, whose young woman is that?
监管收割的仆人回答说,是那摩押女子跟随拿俄米从摩押地回来的。The
foreman replied, she is the Moabite who came back from Moab from Naomi.
他说,请你容我跟着收割的人拾取打捆剩下的麦穗。他从早晨直到如今,除了在屋子里坐一会儿,藏在这里。She
said, please let me glean and gather among the sheaves behind the harvesters. She went into the field and has worked steadily from morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelter.
我们暂时读到这里。We'll
pass from here.
我相信弟兄姊妹都可能读了好几遍,从第一章到第四章。
I believe brothers and sisters may have read several times from chapter 1 to chapter 4.
我相信圣灵也,若是我们注意读的时候,圣灵一定会借着神的话语向我们说话。
If we pay attention as we read it, I believe that God will speak to us through His words.
但是, 我想在这几个主日的里面，我们就是一同的来思想，在这里的重点。But
in this few Sunday, I think we want to meditate together about the important points in this book.
在第一章的里面，我就第一个题目说归回和跟随。In
chapter 1, I have set the theme as returning and following.
第二章,我的题目就是拾穗和蒙福。And
in the chapter 2, my topic on this will be the gleaning and the blessings.
我在第二章的里面我就分成四段。In
chapter 2, I separate into four different sessions.
其实就是可以分成两个大段。Or
maybe you can put it into two major sessions.
我们若是从读第一节到第七节,这就是路德到田间,到麦田去拾穗。
From verse 1 to verse 7, we can see that it's Ruth going out to glean from the field.
以后第8节到23节, 乃是路德10岁的时候, 他蒙做了这个拿波阿斯的福气。
Then later on, from verse 8 to 23, when Ruth was gleaning, then she got the blessing from Boaz.
是在第一段的里面, 我们说路德在波阿斯麦田里10岁。
So in the first session, it said that Ruth was gleaning in the field.
这是第1节到第3节。
That will be verse 1 to verse 3.
那第二段就是第4节到第7节。
And the second session will be from verse 4 to 7.
就是波阿斯留意仆人使女和路德。
And that Boaz took notice of Ruth.
而第三段就是波阿斯恩待路德。
And the third session will be the special grace upon Ruth by Boaz.
那就是从第8节到16节。
That will be from verse 8 to 16.
以后17节到23节 最后一段就是路德带着他所持的麦穗带回到他婆婆的家里。
And the last session from 17 to 23 is when Ruth took all these things that she picked up to her mother-in-law Naomi.
我想我们的时间是非常非常的有限。
I think we are very limited in our time.
所以我就先给弟兄姊妹讲解一个分段。
So I will first give you this outline.
我想最多可能今天只能够讲的前面的路的怎样的在波阿斯的麦田失碎。
And today we probably can only talk about how Ruth was gleaning in the field of Boaz.
我相信弟兄姊妹，你有纲要的时候，可以看的时候，慢慢的也可以读下去。
I think since you have the outline, you can just read it yourself too.
我们刚刚读到第1章第22节。
Earlier we were reading from chapter 1 verse 22.
这里告诉我们说，拿俄米和她父摩押女子路德，从摩押地回来，回来到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。
It said Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning.
我想在这里让我们看到神的祝福。
Here we can see the blessing of God.
我们也看到神在这里的预备。
And the provision that God has prepared.
虽然伯利恒曾经有过饥荒。
Even though there was a famine in Bethlehem.
但是当 拿俄米给路德回到伯利恒的时候，仍然看见了神的丰富。
But as Naomi and Ruth came back to this place, they still saw the blessing of the richness of God.
但是那正是动手割大麦的时候。
Because it's the time for the barley harvest.
在一般来讲，先 割大麦，以后割小麦。
Normally, you first harvest the barley, and then you harvest the wheat.
一般来讲，我们 不吃大麦，那个我们只吃小麦。
Usually, we don't eat the barley, but we eat the wheat.
但是我们现在有很多的 oatmeal 都是很多用大麦。
But now, a lot of the oatmeal was prepared from barley.
我想可能大麦比小麦的营养分还好。
I think there's more nutrition in the barley than wheat.
我不晓得当时他们是不是吃大麦。
I don't know that that time if they eat the barley.
还是那个他们也把大麦那个锤好了以后也吃那个大麦。
Maybe they will grind it up and then they will eat from it.
在我的家乡里以前我们不吃大麦就是 那个把大麦就给牛吃，给猪吃。
In my hometown at that time, we do not eat the barley, but we will give it to the cow and the pig.
但是我们贫穷的家庭，我们也把大麦锤好了以后煮那个大麦的稀饭。
But sometimes in some family, they will grind up the barley and then make porridge out of it.
我想我们反而这许多贫穷的家庭反而得了好处。
And many times, because the family is poor, then they can receive that good thing.
先收大麦，以后才收小麦。
So first the harvest of barley, and then the wheat.
这差不多是在3月到4月。
It's about the March and April time frame.
以后再过一个月就是要收小麦。
After about a month, it will be the wheat harvest.
我记得我小的时候非常欢喜跑到乡下去。
I remember when I was young, I liked to go to these villages.
因为在收成的时候是一个享受。
Because when it is an enjoyment for the time of harvest.
我们可以闻到哪一个麦香。
We can smell the fragrance from this wheat and barley.
那我特别欢喜那个豌豆，那个给那个绿豆，绿的豌豆。I like
the soybean and the green beans.
那这个豌豆，这个白的豌豆，拿去熟了以后，在那个沙里去炒了以后，好像非常的脆。
If you will just fry this soybean, and it become very crispy.
是小的时候常常就躺在麦秆上面。
So I would just lie down in this storage of the grain place.
我们也是常常把那个麦秆那个做成那个笛子吹。
And sometimes we'll use that to make it into a flute.
我们也是常常的把那个麦秆编作帽子，编作那个草席。
And we can also use that and make a hat out of this.
这都是我小的时候的经验，那个收成的时候是一个喜乐的时候。
And this is my experience when I was young, and it was a time of joy.
收成的时候也是一个丰富的时候。
So that time of harvest is very rich.
在冬天的时候，几乎好像粮食都吃光了。
In the winter, it seems like we have eaten up all the food.
我们就是等候到哪一个春天的来到，有大麦、小麦、豆子的收成。
And we will wait for the spring so that we can harvest the barley, the wheat, and the beans.
感谢神，他常常为我们预备一切所需要的。
We thank God He always provides the needs that we have.
虽然有时候我们有经过许多艰苦的日子。
Even at times we may see difficulties.
但是若是我们有信心的依靠他，等候他，过了些艰苦的日子以后，神就加上加倍的祝福。
But if we wait in faith, later on God will add the grace upon us.
但是拿俄米给路德回到伯利恒，我想他没有什么种，没有种什么东西。
Think when Naomi and Ruth went back to Bethlehem, they did not sow anything.
他回到伯利恒的时候，人看见拿俄米就说：“这就是拿俄米。”
And when she Naomi went back and people saw her and said, "Oh, this is Naomi."
但是拿俄米告诉他们说：“你不要叫我拿俄米。”
But Naomi said, "Don't call me Naomi."
因为我是丰丰富富的出去，我回来的时候是空空的。
Because I went away in full, but when I came back, I was empty.
所以你不要叫我甜，乃是叫我现在苦。
So don't call me sweet, but call me bitter.
但是感谢神，当他回来回到伯利恒的时候，他真是有苦要变成甜。
But then when she came back, she can turn that bitter back into sweetness.
但是这一个非常的贤惠的媳妇。
And this is very good daughter-in-law.
不能够坐在家里。
And she would not just stay at home.
虽然她是信靠神的,
even though she trusts in God.
但是她不能坐在哪一个地方等神把那个麦子送到她的口里。
But she cannot just wait there for God to send the barley to her.
她必须要出去。
She must go out.
所以第二章第一节开始是给我们说，拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒的亲属中有一个名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。
So in chapter 2 verse 1 it tells, Naomi had a relative on her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, a man of standing whose name was Boaz.
虽然波阿斯是个大财主,
even though Boaz was very rich,
虽然波阿斯是他的亲属,
even though Boaz was was their relative,
但是好像现在摩押的女子跟他没有什么关系。
Seems like he had nothing to do with this Moabite woman.
他不能够静坐在家里。
She cannot just stay at home.
他必须要出去到田间去。
She must go out into the field.
感谢神，神为他的子民所预备的。
Thank God when God provides for His people.
他看顾这许许多多蒙福的人。
He looked upon and take care of these people who were blessed.
他看顾那在地的人。
And he looked upon for those people.
但是我们的神也看顾那个寄居的人。
And also look upon those who are aliens.
他也是看顾就贫穷的人。
He also take care of people who are poor.
特别他看顾孤儿寡妇。
Especially the orphans and the widows.
所以在摩西的律法的里面有一个规定。
So there was a rule in the Moses law.
在利未记十九章跟二十三章的里面。
In Leviticus chapter 19 and chapter 23,
就特别有收成的律法。
And there's law about reaping.
他们收成的时候，在田角跟田边是不能够收割的。
And they can reap, they cannot reap at the edges of the field.
这个收割的以后，从那个哪一个捆的里面掉下来的麦穗，不能够再回去捡。
And those who have fallen out from the sheaf, they cannot go back and pick them up.
这个呢是要留给寄居的，留给贫苦的人，留给孤儿寡妇来捡这个麦穗。
And those are to be left for the aliens, the poor people, and the orphans and the widows.
若是葡萄园的里面摘葡萄的时候，也不能够把葡萄摘的干净。
And when you are reaping from the vineyard, you cannot pick up all the grapes.
若是我们摘葡萄以后看不见哪个葡萄很大很碎，葡萄串那个在哪一个葡萄的哪一个葡萄藤的里面，也不能够再回去再去摘哪个葡萄串。
And also, if you have left out any of those grapes in the vineyard, you cannot go back and pick them up.
若是打橄榄的时候，橄榄树是很高的，橄榄在上面用打的，用很长的竹竿那个来打那个，打了以后，若是没有掉下来的，也不能够再去打。
Same thing with the olive tree, which is very tall, and you use a long stick to hit it, but some of those would not fall down. You cannot go back and hit it again.
就是剩下的，乃是要留给寄居的贫苦的人和孤儿寡妇来捡这个剩下的。
Those are for the to be left over for the poor people and the aliens and the widows and the orphans to pick them up.
我想现在我们很难的去捡一些麦穗。
And today, maybe it's very hard for us to be able to glean.
我想美国这个 combine 就是美国的那个收割的收割机那个，一过去的时候，每一颗东西那个麦穗都可以剪掉，都可以收起来。
Because the combine that the farmers use in America, they when they go through the land, they probably pick up everything.
但是美国有一个以前。这个我刚来美国的时候，他们有一个规定。
But then there was a law when I first came to the United States.
那就是美国有一个农林部 USDA.
And there's a USDA in America.
我们知道 USDA 每一年都有很多的剩余的这物资。
We know that the USDA have many leftover every year.
他们都是藏在哪个地洞的里面。
They hide it under the holes.
所以这许多的东西要分给人。
And these things are to be given out.
所以美国的就是一个粮票那个。
So they have this food stamp.
就贫苦的人可以去申请这个粮票呢。
And those who are poor can apply for these food stamps.
我记得我刚刚在 Arkansas City 有很多的人那个愿意去那个好像需要这个东西吃，就去申请粮票。
And I remember when I first came, some people, when they have need, they will go apply for this food stamp.
那个非常的容易，你一去登记一下，他就给你。
Very easy, you just register and they give it to you.
那意思也是要帮助这许多贫苦的人。
The meaning is to help all these poor people.
让他们能够有饭吃，不至于饥饿。
So that they have food to eat and will not be hungry.
但是现在慢慢的，农林部慢慢可能这个也穷了。
And maybe now they have too much authority now.
我想现在不大容易去拿粮票。
And it's very hard to get those food stamps now.
但是在这里，我就是给弟兄姊妹有一个印象说，我们需要去捡麦穗。
But then I want to share with you, brother and sister, we do have that need to glean.
所以这个第二节就是说，摩押女子路德对拿俄米说：“容我往前间去，我蒙水的恩就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。”
And then verse 2, that's why Ruth said, the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone.
容我往田间去,
let me go to the field.
这是一个非常非常宝贵的话,
this is very precious phrase.
这也是给我们一个非常非常好的榜样,
a very good example for us.
让我们到田间去,
so that we can go to the field.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天有很多的主耶稣基督的麦田,
today there are many fields of our Lord Jesus.
一个很大的收成,
and there's a big harvest.
但是也是有很多很多的麦穗,
and there will be a lot of left over there.
我们需要去捡哪一个麦穗,
we need to go and glean them.
但是下面他就说我蒙水的恩就在谁的身后拾取麦穗,
and then said that whoever I find favor will let me go and glean behind them.
我们这里可以看到这个路德是非常勤劳的女子,
we can see that Ruth is a very diligent person.
她愿意到田间去,
she wants to go to the field.
我想我不知道在我们当中有多少人到农地去过,
I don't know how many of you have been to the field.
但是我知道有很多人欢喜在自己的院子里种种菜,
but I know many of you like to plant some vegetables in your own backyard.
总是让我们能够有一个需要说我要到田间去,
and since that we have a need that we need to go to the field.
到田间去不但是我们生活上的需要,
not only the need of our daily lives,
也是 主我们主耶稣基督麦田的需要,
and also a need of the field of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们也能够到田间去,
so that we can go out to the field.
但是我们到田间去做什么呢?
So what do we do in the field?
我们乃是到田间去拾取麦穗,
we are going to the field to glean.
这个麦穗乃是要给寄居的贫苦的人孤儿寡妇来捡的,
and those are prepared for those aliens and the poor and the widows and the orphans.
但是捡麦穗的时候不是随便到处跑来跑去呢,
but when you clean you don't just run around all over the place.
他说我蒙了水的恩就在谁的身后拾取麦穗,
he said I will go behind anyone who has favor that I find favor.
我想有时候我们觉得一片的热心,
and sometimes we are very devoted.
我们常常说我要侍奉神,
and we want to serve God.
我要出来为神做什么事,
I want to come out and do something for God.
但是我们常常的在哪个麦田里面跑来跑去,
but then we always run around in the field.
我们不知道应当要跟着哪一个收割的人的后面来拾取哪一个麦穗,
we did not know to follow to the behind this person to pick up the leftover.
并且路德说我在谁的身后蒙谁的恩我就在谁的身后拾取麦穗,
especially when Ruth said that she will go behind someone that she can find favor with.
所以拿俄米就给他说女儿啊, 你只管去,
so Naomi just told her, go ahead my daughter.
所以路德就去了来到田间,
so she went out and to the field,
在收割人的身后拾取麦穗,
and gleaned behind the harvesters.
弟兄姊妹我们要为神工作,
brother and sister, we are to work for God.
我们要拾取麦穗,
we are to glean the leftover,
我们乃是在收割人的身后拾取麦穗,
but we are to glean behind the harvester.
我想路德不会跑到她是一个非常谨慎的一个女子, 她不跑到哪一个收割人的前面来捡麦穗,
I think she's a very careful person. She would not just go ahead of the harvest,
乃是跟着哪一个收割的仆人的身后来捡麦穗,
but she's going behind the harvester to pick up the leftover grain.
神的教会乃是有秩序的,
brothers and sisters, the church of God has order.
我们也不能够走在神的前面,
we cannot walk before God.
我们也不能够在神的麦田的里面随便乱跑,
and we cannot run around the field.
我们乃是真正的愿意谦卑愿意顺服愿意勤劳的跟着呢收割人的后面那个捡麦穗,
We must humble ourselves and be diligent and just coming behind the harvester.
在这里就下面就说他恰巧到了伊利米勒本族的人波阿斯那块田。
And it's said followed that it so happened she came to the land of Boaz.
在这里说恰巧。
And it said just so happened.
但是我想这个恰巧不是一个机遇。
And I don't think it's just coincidence.
这乃是神的安排。
And it's the plan of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有这样的经历？
Brothers and sisters, do we have this kind of experience?
我们常常一件事情觉得巧合。
And many times we thought that things happen coincidentally.
但是在依靠神的人，在信心上道路行走信心道路上的人。
But those who are faithful and walk before God in faith.
神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看到，耳朵未曾听到，心里也未曾想到。
And what God had prepared for those who love Him is eyes that have not seen, ears that have not heard, and things that we have not think about.
在还没有信的人，他觉得一切都是一个机遇。
For those who do not believe, think that it's just coincidence.
但是真正对着依靠神的人、爱神的人，一切都是神为我们所预备的。
But for one who loved God, we know that it was prepared by God for us.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章第二十八节说：“万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。”
So when Paul in Romans 8:28, he said, "All things work for the good for those who love Him."
甚至有许多的例子让我们看到，神在历史上已经都为爱他的人预备了美好的道路。
There are many examples in the Bible that God has prepared and for all these things for those who love Him.
只要我们真是爱他的人， if, 只要真的我们行走在信心道路上，他总是不亏待我们。
So if only we will love Him and also walk in the faith, and He will provide for us.
这是我们看到路德在波阿斯的麦田拾取麦穗。
So here we saw that Ruth was picking up the grain from Boaz.
现在我们看第四节到第七节。
Now we look at verse 4 to verse 7.
这是实在是一个非常美的景况。
It's a very beautiful picture.
他说波阿斯正从伯利恒来，对收割的人说，愿耶和华与你与你们同在。他们回答说，愿耶和华赐福于你。
It just then, Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvester, "The Lord be with you." And they called back, "The Lord bless you."
伯利恒城建在山上。
Bethlehem is on the hill.
波阿斯的麦田是在山谷。
And the field of Boaz is on the valley.
所以当收成的时候，波阿斯常常来到他的麦田。
So when there is a harvest, during the harvest time, Boaz will come to the
field. 他来到麦田的时候，他就注意到这许多仆人、收割的人所做的事情。
And he will pay attention to all these poor people, how hard they work.
他也是要看到这许多使女他们在哪个地方。
And all these maidservants was there.
但是让我们惊奇的，他也注意到这个外邦的女子、摩押的女子路德。
But then he took notice of this foreigner, the Moabite woman.
所以他来到这个麦田的时候，他就先问候他们。
So first he came and then he gave them blessing.
他就先祝福他们。
And he will greet them.
他说愿耶和华与你们同在。
He said the Lord be with you.
这许多的仆人就回答说愿耶和华赐福于你。
And all his servants will call back the Lord bless you.
我想这一块的麦田是一个神同在的麦田，神祝福的麦田。
And I think this field was blessed by God, and God was with the field.
这个麦田乃是这个主人跟仆人彼此的在哪一个问候的麦田。
And it's a field that the master and the servant can greet each other.
在这个麦田的里面，主人关心仆人，仆人关心主人的事，这许多的福利。
In this field, the master will care about the servant, and the servant will care about the master.
我想这是一个非常喜乐的田地。
And it's a field of joy.
就是一个和睦的麦田。
And a field of harmony.
我想这许多收割的仆人不听到布阿斯为他们祝福的时候，愿神与你们同在的时候，他们虽然流汗，虽然辛苦，但是他们绝对不辛苦。
As the servant labor, but when they heard that Boaz said, "The Lord be with you," they won't feel as bad.
我想这许多的收割的仆人就大声的喊叫说，愿神祝福你。
And all these servants will call back, "The Lord bless you."
我想这真是一个喜乐的一个麦田。
I feel that it's really a field of joy.
这也是一个和睦的麦田。
A field of harmony.
弟兄姊妹，教会乃是我们主耶稣基督的麦田。
Brother and sister, our church is also the field of our Lord Jesus.
我们有时候觉得，哎呀，若是来教会做做礼拜就好了。
And sometimes we think that it's only if we will just come here and worship.
我们什么时候不要去管呢？
And we won't care about anything else.
我想有很多弟兄姊妹实在是有心愿意侍奉。
And I think many brothers and sisters want to serve.
但是他最怕开同工会。
But then they don't want to come to the staff meeting.
哎，我有时候自己也是有这样的害怕。
And I have this fear myself too.
我就希望说，一天到天上去那个，那就不要再开同工会。
And maybe one day that when we are in heaven, we don't have to have staff meeting anymore.
那个时候就只有赞美。
And there's only praising then.
那个时候只有我们感谢神。
And we will only give thanks then.
弟兄姊妹，这个地方乃是神的麦田。
Brothers and sisters, this is the field of the Lord.
乃是属灵波阿斯的麦田。
And also a spiritual field of Boaz.
我们的主常常为我们祷告。
Our Lord always pray for us.
我们的主常常在父神的右边，他是求神与我们同在。
And on the right hand side of God, he will pray to God to be with us.
我们也要常常的来祝福我们的主耶稣。
And we need to bless our Lord all the time.
我们常常说，我们怎么样会祝福神？
And many times we say, how can we bless God?
在诗篇的里面，在圣经的里面，一直给我们启示说，神是愿意我们的祝福。
And in Bible, in Psalm, we have a lot of revelation that God wants us to.
这个祝福就是我们给神说好话。
And we are speaking good things to God.
我们有没有说神啊，你真好？
Have we ever said, God, you're so good?
我们有没有说神啊，你真是爱我？
God, you love me so much.
我们有没有说神啊，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、称颂的？
Have we said that God, you're worthy of honor and praise?
这是我们祝福神。
This is how we bless God.
我们每逢到聚会的时候，
Every time when we meet,
我就觉得最重要的我们就是赞美神。
The most important thing is we praise God.
第二个我们就是来感谢神。
And secondly, we thank God.
我们要述说神给我们的恩典。
We are to talk about the grace that have given us.
我们来到神的面前是一个喜乐的。
When we come to God, it should be a joy.
当我们赞美的时候，说哈利路亚的时候，我们心中就会得着了释放。
When we praise, when we say hallelujah, and our heart will be freed.
当我们述算神的恩典的时候，我们心里就快乐。
When we talk about the grace upon us, then we will be joyed.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个快乐的地方。
Brother and sister, this is a place of joy.
这是一个蒙福的地方。
This is a place of blessing.
这是向神说好话的地方。
A place we will speak good things to God.
这也是神同在的地方。
And a place that God is with us.
诗篇第133篇说，弟兄和睦同居，这是何等的善，何等的美。
In Psalm 132 is that it's so beautiful that when brothers live in harmony.
第二节说到，这好像贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上。
And then it says it's like the very precious oil anointed down the head of Aaron.
当我们荣耀归给神，颂赞归给神的时候，向神说好话的时候，那就是把哪一个贵重的油浇在我们主耶稣的头上。
When we give honor and glory to God, when we say good things to God, it's like taking the precious ointment and put it down the head of Aaron.
它就流到胡须，又流到一直到衣襟。
And all the way down to the beard and to the clothes.
我们的主耶稣若是得着了荣耀。
When our Lord Jesus received the glory,
我们的主耶稣若是得着了安息，
if he received the rest,
我们的主耶稣若是得着了喜悦的时候，
if our Lord Jesus received this joy,
弟兄姊妹，你我乃是他的身体，
Then you and I are his body.
这个贵重的油也要留在我们的当中。
This ointment will also flow upon us.
我们有时候常常觉得，哎呀，这个侍奉好像没有膏油。
And sometimes that we serve but without the ointment.
我们觉得好像来聚会很闷那个。
And it seems that it's very boring to come to the meeting.
有很多弟兄姊妹就给我建议说，聚会太闷了。
And some brothers and sisters tell me that the meeting is too boring.
为什么我们没有把一切的荣耀归给他？
Why haven't we given him all the glory?
若是我们真正弟兄和睦同居，
if we live in harmony,
那就好像贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上。
It's like putting the ointment through the head of Aaron.
流到胡须又流到衣襟，
down through the beard onto the cloth.
它是又像黑门的甘露，
and it seems like the dew from Haman
滴在锡安山，
upon the Mount Zion.
这是神所命定的福，
and this is the blessing that God has.
这是永远的生命，
and this is eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，让我们能够常常唱这样的诗歌，
and let us sing this kind of song all the time.
让我们能够彼此的相通，
that we have fellowship with each other.
让我们真正的有神的爱，圣灵给我们的爱，能够彼此相爱。
That God will give us the love so we can love one another.
那我们真是从波阿斯给波阿斯的仆人可得着了一个榜样。
So that we can see this example from Boaz.
他说愿耶和华与你们同在。
That the Lord be with you.
他们回答说愿耶和华祝福给你。
And they will call back, the Lord bless you.
我想这是最宝贵的我们 所得的福分，
and I think that's the most wonderful blessing we can receive.
我们若是没有神同在， 我们实在好像是很闷的。
If God is not with us, it seems that we will be very bored.
若是我们有神的同在， 这是一个活泼的。
But if we have God, if God is with us, we will be lively.
这是叫我们喜乐的。
That we will have joy.
这是叫我们得救的释放的地方。
That's where we will be free.
愿神祝福他的话，
May God bless his word.
也愿神祝福你我。
May God bless you and I.
好让我们把一切的荣耀都归给神。
So we can give him all the glory.
我们真是像诗篇126篇所说的，
just like Psalm 126,
流泪撒种必得丰富收割，
those who sow with tears will reap with joy.
那带种流泪带种出去的，必欢欢乐乐带禾捆回来。
Those who sow and with the grain and then will come back with joy.
我们需要神的同在。
We need the guidance of God.
我们需要神的祝福。
We need the blessing of God.
我们看到当神与约瑟同在的时候，
remember when God is with Joseph.
他被卖到哪一个？ 埃及的服务长的家里，
he was sold to the one of the servants in Egypt.
但是一切都顺利，
and but everything goes smoothly for him.
但他被关在监狱的时候，有神的同在，
but when he was in jail, God was still with him.
一切都顺利，
everything went smoothly for him.
我们不但需要神的同在，
we need the abundance of God.
我们需要神的祝福，
we also need the blessing of God.
是的，我们需要尽我们的力量去做。
Yes, we need to do our duty.
但是若是没有神的祝福，我们所做的非常的辛苦。
But if there is no blessing from God, we will be laboring very hard.
我从年轻到现在年老，
from when I was young, now I'm old.
我们也是常常要想到怎么解决我生活的问题。
We have to think about how I'm going to solve the problem of my daily need.
我们也是想到要怎样的能够叫儿女有更好的生活。
We think about how so my children can have a good life also.
但是我回想过来的时候，
but when I look back,
若是靠着我的力量去争取的时候， 我是一生是劳苦，那个都成空。
If I just work with my own effort, I can see that all those are in vain.
若是神的祝福能够叫我在劳苦的里面得着了喜乐，
but the blessing of God will give me joy in my labor.
我得着了满足，
that I will be satisfied.
并且哪一个神的祝福是一个很久的，
and that blessing is eternal.
感谢赞美神，
thanks and praise.
他是乐意与我们同在的神，
that he's willing to abide with us.
他也是乐意祝福我们的神，
he's willing to bless us.
所以他就 吩咐摩西说，你要叫亚伦和亚伦的儿子要为以色列人祝福。
So he told Moses, you are to call the descendants and bless them.
所以在民数记第六章第二十四节，那就是摩西吩咐亚伦祭司和亚伦子孙的祝福。
And it's in Numbers chapter 6:24 that's recorded that they, how they bless the descendants of Aaron.
他是愿耶和华赐福给你，施恩给你。
It's that the Lord bless you and give you grace.
愿耶和华愿他的脸光照你，给你，保护你。
And may he shine upon you, shine his face upon you and to protect you.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
May he turn his face to you and give you
peace. 我想在我们人生的里面需要这三个东西。
I think in our life we need these three things.
我们需要得着了神的恩典。
We need to receive the grace of God.
我们需要神的保护。
We need the protection of God.
我们也需要得着了神给我们的平安。
We also need the peace that God given.
我在这里也说，愿耶和华赐福给你，施恩给你。
So here I said that may the Lord bless you and give you grace.
愿耶和华的脸光照你，保护你。
May His face shine upon you and protect you.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
May He turn His face to you and give you peace.
我多年一直读解祝福的话的时候，但是有一句我一直的不了解。
In many years I read about this blessing, but there's one sentence I do not understand.
我就想到神啊，你怎么样向我扬脸？
I said, God, how do you turn your face to me?
那意思是我在上面，你在下面。
That maybe I'm up there and you are down here?
神用他的脸光照我们，还可以这个好像是尊重神。
Yes, he can use his face to shine upon us and we can respect him.
但是神怎么向我扬脸？
But how does he turn his face
towards me? 他是愿耶和华向你扬脸，那个赐你平安。
He said, may God turn his face towards you and give you peace.
我开始还没结婚的时候不了解这个事情。
Before I was married, I did not understand this.
我还没有孩子的时候也不了解这个事情。
And before I had children, I did not understand
this. 原来我生了孩子，那个可爱的那个女儿，可爱的儿子。
And then I have children, my lovely sons and daughters.
就小孩子小的时候我常常抱他们。
When they were young, I was holding them.
大的时候他就不理我。
And when they grew up, they did not have anything to do
with it. 小的时候我们抱小孩子怎么抱？
So when we hold them when we're young, they are
young. 平常我们这样的抱小孩子。
Usually we hold it like that.
但是真正我们一说高兴的时候，欢喜的时候，真的爱这个小孩子的时候，我们就把小孩子抬起来。
But sometimes when we're happy, when we are joyful, then we want to raise up the child.
我想基督常常把这小孩子掉上面去。
And Brother James always just throw up his child.
我有点担心。
And I was worried sometimes.
但是真正抱小孩子，把小孩子那个抱在我们的脸上。
But truly, when we hold it, we just hold the child to our face.
我们的脸看着小孩子的脸。
And our face turned towards the child.
让小孩子能够看到我们的脸。
So that they can see our face.
这是神的祝福。
And this is the blessing of God.
神爱我们如同我们的父母爱儿女一样的。
God loves us as the parents love the children.
他爱我们乃是他的心里真是得着了喜悦。
He loves us because he had this joy in his heart.
所以我仍然说，愿耶和华赐福给你，施恩给你。
And continue to say that may the Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华的脸光照你，保护你。
May his face shine upon you and protect you.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
May he turn his face towards you and give you peace.
但这些话是现在不但是他关心到他的仆人的事情。
And not only Boaz as concern for his servants.
他也是关心到这个寄居的人。
And also about the aliens.
这是一个外邦的女子。
This is a foreign woman.
摩押的女子。
And Moabite woman.
我相信这个路德是非常漂亮的。
I think Ruth is very beautiful.
也非常温柔的。
And very gentle.
波尔斯是不是这个脑筋有点歪了？
Maybe Boaz was thinking something wrong.
他就问那个仆人那个监管的人说，这是谁家的女子？
So he asked the servant, whose daughter is this woman?
的确波尔斯对她有意思。
Yes, Boaz took notice of her.
但是我们看到波阿斯的心是正的。
But his heart is righteous.
他的行为也是非常的端正的。
And his action is also righteous.
他是关心这一个贫苦的人。
He's concerned about the poor people.
弟兄姊妹，圣经里面有很多很多的应许，是说我们要怎样的眷顾这许多贫穷的人。
Brothers and sisters, there are many promises that how we should be concerned with the poor people.
我愿意就提了一节圣经，就箴言十九章十七节。
I just want to mention one verse. This is Proverbs 19 verse 17.
他说怜悯贫穷的人有福了。
It says those who have mercy to the poor, he will be blessed.
他说怜悯贫穷的人是借给耶和华。
He said, those who have mercy for them is lending to the Lord.
我们若是帮助一个贫苦的人，就是我们借给神。
If we help the poor, we are lending it to the Lord.
他是耶和华，因着他的善行，耶和华一定会赏还他。
He said, Jehovah God will reward him for what he has done.
他是怜悯贫穷的，是借给耶和华。
So he who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord.
他的善行，耶和华必偿还。
And he will reward him for what he has done.
你愿意不愿意借钱给耶和华？
Do you want to lend to the Lord?
我想我们钱放在那银行的里面，现在利息太少了。
And if we put our money in the bank, the interest rate is too low.
若是你把这个钱借给耶和华，
But if you can lend the money to the Jehovah God,
我想他一定会好几倍的给我们的偿还。
I think he will reward you manyfold.
我们感谢神，我们有这样的心。
We thank God that we have this heart.
我们也是在大东南亚大水灾的时候，大家都乐意奉献。
In the tsunami situation, we are willing to give.
这是借给耶和华。
This is lending to the Lord.
神不得不赏赐给我们。
God will reward you.
所以监管的人就回答说。
So the foreman replied.
他说这个女子呢，她是摩押的女子。
So she is a Moabite.
她是跟拿奥米从摩押回来的。
And came back from Moab with Naomi.
她怎么又会跟拿奥米回来？
How did she come back with Naomi?
因为她跟拿奥米说，你住在哪里，我也住在哪里。
Because she told Naomi that wherever you live, I will live.
你的国就是我的国。
Your people will be my people.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God be my God.
所以虽然他是从摩亚回来，
Even though she came back from Moab,
他是有一个有信心的女子。
She is a woman with faith.
第二个，他说到摩亚的女子路德说，请你容我跟着收割的人拾取打捆剩下的麦穗。
And then she said, please let me glean and gather among the sheaves behind the harvester.
他是一个有跟随的心。
And she had a heart to follow.
她是一个有谦卑的心。
She is humble.
她是谦卑殷勤的来拾麦穗。
She is humble and diligent to pick up the leftover.
第三句话说，她从早晨直到如今，除了在屋里坐一会，常在这里。
And then the third phrase is, she went into the field and has worked steadily from morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelter.
那个换一句话说，她是殷勤的拾穗的女子。
In other words, she's very diligent to reap the grains.
我想时间已经过了。
I think the time has already passed.
但是我愿意有一点点的交通。
But I want to share something with you.
我想这是主耶稣教训他的门徒。
This is how our Lord Jesus teaches his disciple.
主耶稣不是叫我们先做大事。
Our Lord Jesus do not ask us to do big things first.
弟兄姊妹，我不是今天在批评说想做大事的人不对。
I'm not here to criticize those who want to do big things is not right.
但是我们的主耶稣常常是要考验人，要试验人，要训练人，乃是从小事做起。
But our Lord Jesus always tests and also always train and teach from this little thing that we need to do.
我们看到路加福音第十六章有一个不义的管家。
We can see from Luke there's this unrighteous manager.
以后主耶稣就给他的门徒说。
And later on our Lord Jesus told his disciples.
他说人若是在小事上不忠心。
He said if people are not faithful in little things.
在大大事上也不忠心。
And he would not be faithful in big things.
你不要说一个人在小事糊涂，大事低明。
You cannot say that a person is not careful in little things, but he's careful in big things.
一个人若是在小事上糊涂，大事更糊涂。
If she's not careful in little things, he'll be not, would not be careful in great things.
他说人在不义的事情小，在小不义的小事上，他在大事上也是不义的。
If he's not righteous in little things, then he will not be righteous in great things.
这是神的原则。
This is the principle of our Lord.
这是耶稣常常的告诉我们。
And this is what our Lord always tells us.
我们要做大事，那是从小事做起。
If we are to do great things, we must start with little things.
我们都是有一个雄心。
And we all have ambition.
我想我年轻的时候也是有这个雄心。
I remember I had that ambition when I was young.
我们常常就像那，我希望能够做像宋尚杰一样的。
I want to be like Reverend 宋尚杰。
我一次的讲到能够有几千人那个悔改。
And thousand people will repent when I preach.
我们也常常想到彼得那个一次讲到五千人悔改。
And we remember Peter when he preached, 5,000 will believe.
我们就想，若是我们有圣灵的充满，我们圣灵大一点，我们的工作好一点，就很多人来归向主。
We thought that if we have the Holy Spirit with us, then we will be louder, we will speak strongly, and many people will come to the Lord.
但是神训练他的门徒,
But when God trained his disciples,
乃是要去捡麦穗,
is to glean the leftover.
我们特别在约翰福音第六章,
Especially in John chapter 6,
我们知道耶稣用五个饼两条小鱼叫五千家吃饱,
that God used two fish and five loaves to feed the 5,000.
其他的三个福音就说他们就把零碎捡起来一共有十二篮。
And the other gospel said that they will pick up the leftover, there are 12 baskets.
但是约翰福音第六章特别的记载说耶稣就吩咐他的门徒说你把哪一个饼碎捡下来。
And in John 6, though, although Jesus said that specially that you are to pick up the leftover.
所以我读路德记的时候，我就觉得路德记路德那个实在是给我做一个很好的榜样。
So when I read Ruth, that Ruth is such a good example for me.
我在那个波阿斯的麦田的里面，我不是要做收割的人。
In the field of Boaz, I'm not going to be the harvester.
我乃是要跟随收割的人去捡麦穗。
But I will be gleaning behind the harvester.
主也是要也要试验那个迦南妇人的信心。
And our Lord Jesus also tests the faith of the Canaan woman.
他说儿女吃的饼不能够给狗吃。
He said the bread from the children cannot be given to the dog.
但是迦南妇人的信心实在是大的。
But the faith of this Canaanite woman is great.
这个信心就给她的智慧就回答耶稣一句话。
And the faith gives her the wisdom to answer Jesus.
她说儿女也可以吃那个狗吃掉下来的饼碎。
And the dog can eat the crumb that was dropped from the
children. 弟兄姊妹若是我们真正有哪一个儿女吃的饼碎。
If we have the crumb from the children,
就是给够我们用的。
It's enough for us to use.
所以耶稣说你的信心是大的。
So our Lord Jesus said, your faith is great.
就给你成全吧。
And then it will be fulfilled upon you.
使徒保罗他在一生的当中都是做大事的。
Apostle Paul, in his whole life, he was doing great things.
但是在福音上他不像彼得。
But in the gospel, he's not like Peter.
我们看到《使徒行传》有没有记载说，使徒保罗在一个地方，他讲道的时候，三千人悔改，五千人悔改。
Do you see that when Paul was preaching in the book of Acts, that he preached and 3,000 or 5,000 repent?
保罗在神的工作上、工厂上，他得到了一个非常宝贵的秘诀。
Paul had this secret, and he received the secret when he served.
我想就好像路德跟从就。收割的人是麦穗一样的。
It's like Ruth following the harvester, gleaning over the leftover grain.
他在哥林多后书第一章第二十节说一句话。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20, he said one thing.
他说神的应许不论有多少。
said, for no matter how many promises that God had made,
不管是多, 不管是少,
maybe a lot or maybe a few,
但是在基督里都是真的,
but it's always a yes in Christ.
我们虽然觉得神给我们的应许是一点点,
we may think that God only gives us a little promise.
但是若是我们顺服的, 谦卑的在神的面前,
but if we are willing to be humble and submit to before God,
神要叫我们能够, 借着小小的应许, 要成全了他所要成全的大事,
God will fulfill great things by this little promise.
让我们低头做祷告,
let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主, 我们感谢你,
dear Lord, we thank you.
是在你的智慧, 你的爱是何等的广大,
your wisdom and your love is so great.
我们虽然有所顶撞你,
even though many times we resist against you,
虽然有时候我们走到你的前面,
even though sometimes we go in front of you,
但是你总是要把我寻回来,
but you always seek us back,
好让我们跟随你的脚踪而行,
so we can follow your footsteps.
是吧,今天早上我们在这里, 若是有人愿意说, 我愿意学路的,
if today some of us are willing to say that we want to learn from Ruth,
我愿意跟随那收割的人的后面,
and willing to follow behind the harvester to glean the leftover grains.
我们求主祝福你自己的工作,
may you bless your own work.
当我们有这样的心意在你的面前的时候, 求主给我们的恩典,
may you give us grace as we have this willingness.
好让我们做一个真正谦卑顺服的仆人,
so that we can humble and be a submissive servant.
我们将来祷告靠耶稣基督的名求的,
we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Wow, 大家我们念一下民数记第六章